After the lodge at Camp Lutherwood burned down Friday night, David LaFour and Charlotte Trent reminisced Monday about the time they spent in it as camp counselors.
I remember once my favorite show I ever did with you was the one where we pretended that we didn't know the other one was emceeing the whole time. And so we always had to, like, one person was on stage and the other person was, like, off in the distance. You know, you see through the lodge windows looking around in the bushes, like, where's my co-host? Which the kids found incredibly frustrating, which is always the sort of best humor. That was exhausting, too.
We were sweating and just
because we're having to run, like, out of each other's sight the whole time and then plan our next thing.
Yeah.
Where no one could see us. Yeah.
So then did you hold kind of all the main camp gatherings in the lodge? Or what's something that you all really remember when you think of the lodge?
Yeah, I mean, that's our main gathering space here. That's our only indoor gathering space at camp. And so we have meals there. We have our variety shows there. It's where we...
Staff training
where happens.
Where sometimes you want to be anywhere else but the lodge.
Yeah. But it's our fireplace. It's our gathering spot. That's where our staff... lounge is. It's where our program office is. It's really the hub of camp. That's what Andrew called it, and it's totally true. So to lose this is a loss, and it's there's so many memories in that space, and a lot of people who have been here throughout the years that have a connection to that building. And so now we're mourning that, but also hopeful for what comes next for this place. And because it has so many memories, so many people are rallying around us and supporting us, and it's been incredible.
This is Jordan Brown from the Register Guard Newsroom.